The Traveler's Journal, October 21st, sailing before the wind. Luxury cruise liners now ply all seven seas. Mega cruise ships offer all the amenities anyone could ask for, except for getting a true feel of the ocean. Wind-powered vessels provide a different, more intimate cruise experience. Apart from the romance and thrill of crossing open water under canvas, sailing ships can call on smaller ports that larger vessels never visit. You can charter a yacht, with or without a crew, but several lines offer scheduled trips on full-size sail-powered cruise ships. Some lines encourage able-bodied passengers to get in on the action, hoisting sails or even taking a turn at the helm. Most tall ships sail the Caribbean. A few explore the coast of New England, and each year several trips cross the Atlantic. Sailing voyages are also available in the Mediterranean, the South Pacific, and the Great Lakes. Windjammer is the best known of the Caribbean sail cruise lines. Its ships offer a casual, barefoot experience. Yankee Schooner has one fine old vessel that sails the Virgin Islands. Maine's Windjammer Association operates a fleet of small vessels along the New England coast. The Star Clipper fleet offers a more upscale experience, with itineraries in the Caribbean, Mediterranean, and Far East. Windstar is the most luxurious of the sail cruise lines, with three vessels that rival the most elegant cruise ships for amenities and dining. If there's a sailor in your soul, you can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.